Well, welcome to the call, everyone, this evening. Andy Duncan here of netslingers.com, and I'll be your host this evening. I think we have a number of people joining us here that are not from my list directly, so just a quick introduction of myself. I started the I Need Cash Now audio training series interviewing who I consider to be the masters of marketing, people like Telman Knudsen, Dave Lacani, Glenn Dietzel, Alex Mandoshian, Ray Edwards, others like Mark Joyner, John Carlton, Stephen Pierce, Joel Kahn. It just goes on. And I tell you that not to brag, but I just want to let you know where I'm coming from. And whenever I take on a new business venture, something I'm unfamiliar with, I really want results. And I have no interest in reinventing the wheel or trying to figure things out and hope for the best. Ultimately, my success formula is to work only with those who are getting the results that I want or wish I had gotten sooner. Eric Stafford, our guest tonight, was brought to my attention through Telman Knudsen, which is one of the best things he has ever done for me, among other things, actually, one of them anyway. And why is that? It's because what you're about to learn is something I wish I knew 4 years ago, and that is, how do I quickly and easily build my first website and make it profitable from day one? And Eric Stafford excels at this, and he's got skills that are teachable, which you're about to learn here in a moment. But what's more remarkable is how he really got started online. Now, I don't want to steal his thunder, but his story and fast rise on the Internet is something out of a movie. It's almost unbelievable. So without further delay, let me introduce our special guest, the fastest gunslinger webmaster in town, Eric Stafford. Are you here, Eric?
Hey, I'm here. Thanks so much, Andy. I appreciate the you give the greatest introduction. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. It's great to have you here. Now, I don't think we've ever heard this story, actually, of, you know, how you began and started your Internet career. Like what? We're talking about two and a half, 3 years ago?
Well, sort of. I mean, my Internet career actually began in the late 90s. It wasn't until about 2 years ago that I figured out how to make money at it. I've been building websites for years and actually worked my way through the ranks from web designer to webmaster to creative director, and spent years, you know, studying web technologies and building websites for various clients, and they always had really beautiful websites, but I never actually understood how to monetize those websites. I never really understood the aspect of how to make money on the Internet until just a short couple of years ago, and the events that led me to discover that were quite remarkable. We felt like it was the end of the world at the time, but in fact, it just turned out to be the new leaf that really propelled us to where we had hoped to be in the first place.
Yeah.
What happened is we lost everything in late 2004 in a hurricane. Hurricane Ivan came through the Cayman Islands where we were living at the time as a Category 5 hurricane and wiped us out. We wound up in Miami with our cat and our kids. Give thanks because those were the things that couldn't be replaced.
Yeah, exactly.
It really was a major thing for us because we felt like we had been, you know, living the dream. Of course, though, I was still working insane hours working a traditional job, and it wasn't until that catastrophe, so to speak, happened that I really kind of reevaluated things and opened myself up to the possibility of learning some new things. I met completely by accident someone who had amazing success on the Internet, mm-hmm. and just by shifting my thinking and by you know, paying attention to what he was doing, I was able to quickly start my own business and launched on the Internet, and within a month of launching, I quit my job.
Wow. Fantastic. So out of that kind of devastation, a whole new business venture was created for you, and you just went for it and got success quickly, which is fantastic.
So it's really been great. I'm really thankful. It's really been pretty remarkable. So, yeah, it's been great.
So that makes sense, calling yourself the faster webmaster. Because you didn't waste any time.
No, I sure didn't. And, you know, it's just a matter of putting the right steps into the right order.
Mm-hmm.
I came into it with an incredible amount of information about the web, like many of the people on the call, I would guess, may have. And I also came into it with some experience marketing. And I'm guessing that a lot of people listening to this call probably know more about marketing than they think they do right now. But there's so much information out there that it was just a matter of focusing down on the key points and putting them into place in the right order to really kind of propel my business in the right direction.
Okay. And in fact, we actually have notes to go along with what we're about to get into, because we're going to have some real training here and learn some things of really how to get started online, like the first thing that you must do and just sequence of things you must know, the skills you must have to really build a successful business online. So if you're on the webcast, on the page, there should be a blue link that says print notes here. And you can just click that link and you'll get to the notes. But if you're not on the webcast, the notes are located here at www.netslingers.com/silvernotes.pdf. And that's silver as in the metal, S-I-L-V as in Victor, E-R, silver, notes, one word, N-O-T-E-S, dot PDF, Peter David Frank, netslingers.com/silvernotes.pdf. And there's probably a reason behind the silver, too, which we'll probably learn a little bit about as we go along here with Eric. So let's follow along the notes. What I'll do, Eric, is I'll actually ask you these questions as we go, and then you can just fill in the answers there for us.
That sounds great. I'm more than glad to do that, and we'll get some people some good information here tonight in the time that we have available.
Excellent. First question on our note sheet is, what is the first thing you must have to be successful online?
Well, that's a huge question, and that's why it's the first question.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think that the answer, Andy, was a website. Because obviously, you know, if you're looking at internet marketing, if the internet is going to be your vehicle, then it makes sense, you know, at first glance that you would need a website. And of course you do, certainly you do, but that is not the most critical piece. The first thing that you need to have success on the internet is you need an irresistible offer, an absolutely irresistible offer, not just any offer. And that offer doesn't have to be yours. Okay, and we'll talk about that more in a little bit. But you need to have the right offer for the right audience. Okay, and you know, that offer, you may find an offer or you may be involved in something that's had an incredible, you know, effect on your life. Or if you're going to be launching your own business and starting, you know, maybe building your own products, then that would be your offer. But that's absolutely the first thing that you need. If you have a website and it doesn't have an irresistible offer,
okay,
if it doesn't have the ability to capture people's attention, the people that you want to reach, and pull them in and make them stay for longer than the 3 seconds or so that most people spend on any given website, you need to have an irresistible offer. And you need to get it in front of the right people. And there's a couple ways that you can do that. Andy, do you want to talk about specifics? Should we give some real specific tactics?
That would be great, actually. Yeah, make it more tangible.
Cool. So whatever it is that you're involved in or interested in or thinking that you're going to build a business around, whether it be real estate or, you know, horse grooming, you know, lower back pain, whatever it may be, if you haven't Googled it yet, then you absolutely should. You should do a Google search and see what other people have put out there on the internet that, you know, they're either trying to sell it, they're trying to you know, work in that same industry or niche that you are.
Yeah.
You should also see what other free information is available out there. It's also a great way to get inside the head of your audience and see what their problems are, what's bothering them, right? What they're looking for, right?
Great.
So I would say the first would be to use Google and do a little bit of research on whatever topic or industry you think it is that you're going to have an effect in or base a business around. And the second thing I would say to do is you can go to ClickBank. ClickBank is a large online affiliate center, like a hub, And you can go to ClickBank, which is clickbank.com, and you can click on a link that says Marketplace. And they have a search window there. I would search there as well. And what that will show you is it will show you what other digital products people have created in that niche or industry. Okay, whether it's, you know, more effective sales tactics for car salesmen or whatever it may be. Search in ClickBank and see what other sorts of digital products are out there. And just by searching in Google and just by searching in ClickBank, you'll get a pretty good barometer of whether or not people are making money in this industry, what other sorts of products people are selling, how they're selling them. A third place that you can go to do some of this research, there's a free keyword tool. And I believe it's freekeywords.wordtracker.com.
Right.
Freekeywords.wordtracker.com. And you can also open up Google and type in free keywords, and that link should come up. But you can go in and use that tool and do a search, say, for, you know, yoga for beginners or whatever it may be. And that tool will give you a rough indication of how many people out there in the world are actually searching for that sort of stuff, which will give you a little bit of an idea of what your audience may be like. So those are just a couple of quick things that you can do. Obviously, there's a lot more that you can do, but that's a huge step towards getting the first critical piece in place, which is to find a great offer, to find an irresistible, compelling offer and get it in front of the right audience.
So when you're actually Googling and checking out online just that field that you're looking into, what you're actually doing is looking at other people's offers as well to see what's out there too.
Absolutely. And a good trick on Google is Google, when you look at it, focus on the backwards seven. And what I mean by that is after you do a search in Google, you'll see the results page and look at the very top of the page, and then look down the right-hand side bar of the page. It looks kind of like a backwards seven. And those are sponsored ads. Okay, those are people that have paid money to have their links there. And if there's a bunch of links there, then there's a good indication that either, A, people are losing money right, left, and center, and they're incredibly stupid, or, B, it's profitable. And more times than not, it will be, B, that it's profitable.
Very good. Okay. And you've actually touched on this next question of there are only three ways to make money online. What are those three ways?
I think this is incredibly important, especially for people maybe that are getting a little overwhelmed with information about, you know, Twitter, Facebook, videos, back-end profits, coaching programs, this, that. I mean, there's so much information out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you boil it down to the absolute, you know, basics, to the crux of it, there's really only three ways to make money on the Internet. And the first way is by selling your own product, creating and selling a product, whether it's a physical product that you get created overseas and then, you know, deliver or ship, whether it's a product you're going to be working with a drop shipper on, someone that will handle those sort of details for you, or a digital product, right? Either a physical or digital product, but either way, you create and sell your own product.
Okay.
So that's one way. The second way is to sell other people's products.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, you know, I just mentioned ClickBank a few minutes ago. There are hundreds of thousands of products on the Internet that you can sell and earn a commission on. You may have heard it being called affiliate marketing. You're essentially an affiliate. You're selling someone else's product.
Yeah.
And the nice benefit of that, if you're just getting started, is that if you do your research correctly, you can sell other products that already have that irresistible offer part taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've done their research. They've done their testing. They've written really compelling copy. And we'll talk a bit about sales copy, you know, getting across a sales message a bit later. But if you can, you know, sell other people's products and you know, earn a commission by doing that. And then the third way is not actually original. It's a combination of the first two. So you can create and sell your own product, and you can sell other people's products through an affiliate or a recommendation sort of basis. And that actually works quite well. And that was a huge shift in my thinking when I started my own business, mm-hmm. was why would I want to send people somewhere else, right? But if you've bonded well with people, and if you've created an irresistible offer, then a relationship has started there. And they trust you, they like you, they've purchased your product, and they've hopefully devoured it. And at that point, you know, they may be rabid. They may be looking for more information. And if you think about a traditional book, right, there's always like a further reading or additional reading or like recommended resources in the back of a book.
That's right.
Yeah, it's sort of like that, only you make money this way. Right?
I like that.
We all like that, right? So that's really at the end of the day. I mean, you know, there's a lot of information out there about affiliate marketing and pay-per-click, and there's a lot of information about, you know, domaining, and, you know, there's a lot of different ways or methods or tactics or whatever to make money. But at the end of the day, you're either going to be selling your own product or someone else's product or a combination of both. And actually, that third method, a combination of both, is where I've had my success. And Andy, I think yeah. you as well.
Very much so. I mean, I started out just having my own product, the I Need Cash Now audio series, but quickly realized after having that first one of my own, it's like, you know what, people need to have more information to even to fill in the blanks of just what they don't understand yet. Just some skills, some more knowledge, some more understanding, even some tools or software. And it becomes almost like a duty to recommend other things that are going to be important for someone to build a business in a bigger way or to get some of the foundation and basics down that they must know. And your product may not have all of that in there. So,
right. It's a very easy thing to abuse, though, you had said. I mean, you have to be very careful with that because if you make the wrong recommendation or recommend a product that isn't doesn't have anything to do with the first one, or if you recommend a product maybe that isn't quite up to par, you can quickly injure that relationship that you have with that buyer, which is not good. But it's very effective. And, you know, a great way to think about it is, let's say that you had created a product about the basics of yoga and how it can help you deal with back pain, right?
Yes.
And you've launched this product, and people are enjoying it, and they're downloading it, they're paying you for it, but they want more. They're like, okay, I'm past the basics, now what? If you don't have that second product yet, that advanced yoga product, there may be one out there that already exists that you can earn a commission by referring people over to it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are some great products already out there that you don't, instead of competing with it, why don't you just add them to the mix if it makes sense for the people that you have now made into your prospects or your audience, the ones that you are connecting with and building that relationship. It becomes more important. And that's, you touched upon one of those important things that it's a bone of contention for me when other people who are marketers and they start recommending stuff that they have no business recommending or have never even seen it or had any results with it or know anybody who's had results with it. So
There's no better way to kill your business, right?
Yeah, you'll kill it fast. So it's important from my perspective is that if you're going to recommend something, you better be darn sure that it's worthy and you've seen the results or at least know somebody personally who's gotten great results at the very least before recommending.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. And there's some referrals to other people's products that are critical referrals. And what I mean by that is that, you know, if you've created an ebook that explains to people how to build vibrant, healthy aquariums, then by all means, find an affiliate partner that sells aquariums, because the first thing they're going to do in the first chapter is going to say, okay, time to get started, get an aquarium. Right, that becomes a critical affiliate for you, and you're promoting and selling other people's products at that point. And as you're getting started, you know, would it be nice for you to be able to have a warehouse filled with aquariums so you can make a better margin there? Maybe, but for now, it would sure be a lot easier and a lot more profitable to add another revenue stream into your existing product by making like a very soft pitch for something that they absolutely need and also earn a little bit of money on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Okay, this is good stuff. So we have the irresistible offer is the first thing you need. And the three ways to make money online, we're talking about having your own irresistible offer, your own product or service, somebody else's product or service, so you can be an affiliate of and earn commission, or do both, combination of both, and make money on both counts. So that works for me. So here's the next question here for you, just following along on the notes again, everybody, is what are the three leverageable skills you must know to be successful online and grow your business?
That's a great question. That's a huge question. That's probably the biggest shift in my thinking that I made was when I started to grasp this concept, the concept of leverage. And I know that, one of your mentors, Telman Knudsen, talks a lot about this, and he's had amazing success leveraging different aspects of his business. So to understand what leverage is, let me give you a quick example. Say you had a membership site on the internet, and it doesn't matter what the industry or topic is, but you charge people a monthly membership of $10 a month, and in exchange for it, they receive a monthly newsletter, maybe a PDF sent to them, and they also received one call per month where you did some training or coaching or shared some information or everyone got together. Maybe there was a forum there as well, okay? Mm-hmm. So for your membership, for that membership, for $10 a month, you're investing your time, whether it's motorcycle enthusiasts or yoga, we've talked about that, maybe it's dog breeding, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You need to create a newsletter every month, which is an investment of, let's say, 2 hours. Does that sound fair?
That's fair.
Okay, yeah. So you have to write a Word document, turn it into a PDF, set it all up so it goes out by email. That's 2 hours. Let's even say three. That's 3 hours.
Okay.
Then you need to have a call. And the call will typically be an hour long, so that's 4 hours. And then you're going to have to set up some systems to let people know about the call and set up the teleseminar software and things of that nature. So that's another hour. Let's say that's 5 hours. And then you're also going to have a forum that you maybe spend 2 hours a month monitoring, making sure it's running smoothly, answering questions in it, okay? And so when you add in customer support, let's say that membership site is taking you about 8 hours a month to run, okay?
Okay.
And you're making $10 per subscriber to that membership forum. So when you have two subscribers, you're not really the happiest guy in the world because you're making about $20 a month for an entire day's work. But the concept of leverage is that membership site could scale dramatically, and the amount of time that you would have to put into it would not for quite some time. You could scale that membership site from making you $20 per month to making you $2,000 per month. And not have to invest any more than that original one day.
Right.
And that's the concept of leverage. Andy, do you have a different way you'd like to explain it, or does that sum it up pretty good?
That makes sense. I mean, the only thing I would say differently and to explain it is it's kind of like the 80-20 rule. If you focus on the 20% that gets you 80% of the results you're looking for, that's a great way to leverage stuff. So you focus on only the most important things that take you the least amount of effort and least amount of time to get the greatest results. And
very good.
That's how I would describe leverage too.
Yeah, that explains it well. And it's really difficult for people to think that way, or it definitely was difficult for me to think that way because I came from a situation where I had to work until the work was done, and I was tied to a work hour situation where no matter how much work I put in, there was never going to be this explosion of, income. Because I wasn't building systems like this that were truly scalable. I wasn't leveraging my time to build stuff that could kind of run on itself, right?
That's right.
Cool. So the three most leverageable skills that you must know to be successful online, let's talk about them really quickly, all three of them. The first one is copywriting. being able to write effective, persuasive copy, mm-hmm. either for sales pages or web pages or for in your emails or in your blog posts, whatever it may be. The second one is traffic, driving visitors to your website. And then the third one is list building. And you know, let's talk just really quickly about all three. So copywriting. You have to have compelling copy. We talked about the irresistible offer.
That's right.
You have to be able to understand your audience and speak to them in a voice that they're going to hear and that's going to resonate with them and keep them on your page and almost force them to opt in and join your list, which, you know, touches on list building, or force them to buy your product or take action and visit your links. You have to be able to write very persuasive copy. And this kind of harkens back to the days of direct mail, the direct mail industry that sprung up, you know, from in the 30s. And on a side note, I met Joe Sugarman this past weekend.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
How great is that? Isn't that terrific?
That's amazing, yeah.
But you know, you have to be able to write persuasive copy, and it certainly doesn't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. I know that when I launched my first product, the copy was pretty terrible, and it didn't convert very well.
Yeah.
But the more you pay attention to what's being written and why it affects you, the better you're going to get at it. The more time you spend with it, the better you will get at it. And there are certainly ways that you can, you know, leverage other people that may have a lot of skill with this. There may be copywriters that you can find on the Warrior Forum that are just getting started out and want to prove themselves. They're hungry and they're willing to work at a bit of a lower rate.
Yeah.
And that's warriorforum.com. It's a great place to look for that. You may be able to put together a business relationship with someone who's an established copywriter that will write your copy for you in exchange for either a fee or a percentage of your business. But either way, you have to be able to make an impact with your copy and make that offer irresistible. So copywriting is a hugely leverageable skill, and I think it's critical.
I've heard the greatest definition of what copywriting is from, actually it was Ray Edwards who told the story, but I always found it very simple and easy, because when people hear the word copywriting, if they don't know what it is, it could be mistaken for the little, you know, the C with the circle around it for copyright. But
right.
It's not that at all. Copywriting is literally what he calls salesmanship in print. So it's the written word that you're looking at through a headline and through copy, which is literally just writing. It's just text in a persuasive way and put together in a very powerful way that it compels you to want to do something and take an action. So it's a great sales letter, as copy is, salesmanship in print, and it works for you 24/7. As long as people are looking at it and reading it, it's working for you. And that's definitely leverageable, because it works when you're sleeping or when you're not doing anything or when you're having fun, not working.
That's a great way to explain it. Think of it as a 24-hour salesman that's just standing there waiting to shake hands and sell for you.
Exactly.
There you go. That's a perfect explanation of it. So the first leverageable skill that you really need to get a grasp on is copywriting. The second one is traffic. Your business will die without water, and traffic is the water. You need visitors. You need to learn some different methods of driving traffic to your website.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really only two types of traffic. Okay, there's traffic you work for, you invest mm-hmm. your time in creating it, and then there's traffic you pay for. You invest your money in creating it. And some different examples, you know, of paid traffic might be pay-per-click,
right,
or e-zine advertisements. And Andy, can you think of any others off the top of your head? There's tons of them.
There are. Let's see. For pay traffic, I mean, you can actually do banners.
Press releases.
Yeah, press releases. That's more even working for it as well, too. Doing joint ventures is a form of working for it, but it's also borrowing it and leveraging it even greater as well for getting traffic.
Mm-hmm.
easing advertising. There are a lot of ways.
It comes down to where you're at. If you've got a job right now where you're earning a fairly healthy income and you don't have extra time as you're creating this business on the side, but you do have a little extra money, you may want to investigate some different paid methods of driving traffic, some different paid methods, right? But if you're where I was when I started my business, I didn't have, well, truth be told, I didn't have time or money. But I decided I was going to invest a bunch of my time and some of the free methods of driving traffic, things like blogging, things like writing articles and submitting them for free to different article directories.
Yep.
Things like the different social networks like MySpace and Facebook. You can create groups of like-minded people, and you can really start to market to them in a non-threatening way, right? You can kind of go out and find your community. So I was leveraging a lot of free methods of driving traffic to my site. Okay, and either way, yeah. The reason it's so powerful is that once you have those systems dialed in, it's like when we were talking about copywriting, Andy. Once you have those systems in place and dialed in, they just go.
That's true.
And that's what you need. Without traffic, your business really is just this kind of, you know, barren wasteland. So traffic is the second, leverageable skill that you must have. And the third is list building. And for those of you that aren't familiar with list building,
yeah.
List building has become a hugely important aspect of my business. And list building is, you may have seen or heard the term squeeze page or opt-in page, or landing page, or stick page, or whatever that may be.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, it's giving people an opportunity to join your list, to sign up and subscribe to your free newsletter or your free internet publication. And you'll send them free tips or tricks or information or great information. But you need it's still an irresistible offer, you know, because you really got to fight for that lead. You got to fight to get that subscription.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it comes back to copywriting, and, you need to really get people on your list, and here's why, okay? I'll give you a good example. I went to Ohio State. I met my wife there. We're Ohio State Buckeye fans.
Hmm, okay.
And several months ago, I was browsing around on the internet looking for some information about how good or terrible our team might be this year. And I found a website that had a behind-the-scenes look at spring training. Just enter your name and email address, and we'll send it to you. And I couldn't find it anywhere else. I was compelled. So I signed up, and I received the information, and I read it over, told it to my father, shared it with a couple other people. So lo and behold, as season approached this year and the football season kind of ramped up,
mm-hmm.
I got an email from him. And I said, hey, listen. All Ohio State Buckeye clothing is 25% off. Click here. And I went, huh? And so whoever this guy is, you know, I could have just gone to his website and read the spring preview. But instead, he was smart enough to capture me as a lead and get me on a list so that he could market to me over time.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, he now has some of my money in his pocket, and my daughter now has a new Ohio State sweatshirt.
Very nice.
Is that a pretty good explanation?
Very smart.
Yeah, you need to be capturing leads. You need to be putting opt-in forms on your blog, on your squeeze pages, really essentially everywhere you can, to be building a list of people that you can market to over time. And otherwise, you know, when people visit your website at whatever time of the night they may visit,
mm-hmm.
and the phone rings or the doorbell rings or the kids run in or the dog barks or they think of something else, they're gone. I mean, they visit once and they're gone if you don't immediately resonate with them.
Yeah.
Even if you do immediately resonate with them, if for whatever reason they don't take action right then, that lead is gone forever until you understand the concept of list building, which is getting them on a list. Hey, I didn't have what you wanted this time, but let's keep in touch. It's a hugely powerful aspect of doing business on the internet, and it's become integral in my own business. And Andy, I would guess yours as well.
Yeah, in fact, I was just having this conversation just a few months ago with Talman Knudsen when he was relaunching his big list-building campaign. And that was the question. He just simply asked me, because he interviewed me about how I started online, and if I didn't have a list, would I have this kind of success? And it's like, you know what? I wouldn't have near the amount of success or virtually any success without building that list that I started with in the first place, because I can now I'm building that relationship with people that that we can do more together and grow together and just continue to grow in that way. And list building is that critical skill that you need to understand to really build your business.
Yeah, that's right. Copywriting, list building, and traffic. Three things that you absolutely have to get a handle on, no matter what industry you're working in, no matter what niche or topic you're working in, and no matter what your goals are on the internet. You really need to understand those items.
That's great. Good stuff. And just a quick note to everybody listening in as well from the webcast and on the phone line is that if you're on the webcast, while we're talking here, if you think about some questions, you can enter it right in the box to enter your question any time during the call, and then we'll get it right away. So if we have time toward the end when Eric is finishing up, we'll be able to answer those questions for you. So feel free to answer some questions or put in some questions there, and we'll look to get them answered for you as soon as possible as well. So that's great, Eric. We have this final question you have here is a three-step sequence to earn money from any online business. And what is that three-step sequence?
This is the wah-ha-ha-ha, right? this is the Halloween. We're coming up on Halloween. This is the part that makes everyone go wah-ha-ha-ha.
Because I have three leverageable skills. Now, what do I have to do next?
You know what? This step-by-step process that I'm about to explain was the core of my first online business. And I know it was the core of your first online business as well.
Definitely.
And it absolutely works, period. Okay? And here's what it is. Okay? The first thing is a squeeze page. We just talked about leveraging list building. So we're talking now about your website model, about what you're going to build, no matter what niche you're in. Mm-hmm. The first thing you're going to build is a squeeze page. When people visit your main website, you need to capture their information and add them to your database, add them to your list so that you can market to them over time.
Yes.
And so you need to build a squeeze page. And what a squeeze page is essentially is it's an irresistible offer, a short, direct, to-the-point, irresistible offer on a page that doesn't have any clutter, doesn't have any other links or any other options. The sole purpose of that page is to get leads.
Yep.
And so you need to build a squeeze page. And essentially you would have a headline. You would write some compelling, irresistible offer about the information you're about to share with people. And a lot of times these days people will offer like free training, a series of emails, or a short ebook or a report in exchange for that opt-in. Sign in here and immediately receive this information. That's the first thing you need.
Great.
I'm sorry, Andy, there's a bit of a delay. Did you want to add anything there?
There are other names, because when people hear the word squeeze page, when I first heard that, it's like, what's a squeeze page? And the other names for it also kind of make it clear, a registration page, a lead capture page.
A landing page.
A landing page.
A stick page.
A stick page, an opt-in page.
There, a sign-up or go-away page.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's just a way to just capture somebody's email at least, hopefully a first name too, just for making it more personalized, but an email at the very least is you want to capture. So that's it's the idea of squeezing you into only one place to go, and you have nowhere else.
You have no other options.
Yeah. That's
great. And if you have an existing website that has several links on it, then I would probably build this as a separate entity. But if you have a website right now that gives away everything, like if you've got a website where people can just visit it this second and get all your information, all your dog grooming tips, all your yoga secrets, all your financial investment secrets, whatever it may be,
yep,
then I would change that immediately.
Actually, here's a tip about tips that I've seen done effectively, is that if you have, like, dog grooming tips, for example, and you have a blog or something like it, or just a website that offers tips, give a tip, and then so it's valuable. It's something that people can learn from, but then you can add on toward the end of it. It's like, hey, if you want to get some more free tips, then
sign in here.
Yeah. And that's a great
And then deliver the rest of them by email.
Yeah, you got it.
That's very effective. So either way, the first thing you need is you need a squeeze page, a landing page, a sign-up or go-away page.
Perfect.
Yep. The second thing you need is you need that irresistible offer. Once people have squeezed in, once they've opted in and joined your list, you can thank them and say, thanks so much. Please check your inbox, you know, click the links and confirm whatever it may be. And then an irresistible offer. Take them to a sales page,
okay,
a sales letter, and make that irresistible offer and sell them. And if you can't sell them immediately, you've got them on your list at that point, which gives you the opportunity to sell them over time by being ethical, by being the expert, by sharing information with them. You can market to them over time and give them additional information and keep reminding them what they're missing, send them testimonials, whatever it may be. But the second step in that process, the first step is a squeeze page, the second step is a sales page, a sales letter.
Great.
And once they buy, if they do buy, after you're done dancing around your living room, there's plenty of dancing when I launched my business. It was terrific, and I'm not a dancer. But once they buy, you want to take them to the third page in your model, which is a thank you page / product download page.
Yep.
And that's basically the page where you would say, thanks so much for ordering. Click here to download your files, or your files, you know, will be delivered shortly or whatever it may be. Provide contact information. Let them know that you're there for them. And another thing you can do is you can put an opt-in form there and have them join a separate list, an owner's list, so that you can then begin to foster an even better relationship with them, because you want to turn your visitors into prospects. You want to turn your prospects into owners, and you want to turn your owners into lunatics. repeat buyers, fanatics, mavens.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
And that simple three-step system, and guys, I'm sure, you know, in the back of your head, your wheels are spinning, you're thinking, holy cow, I've seen this a billion times.
Yeah.
Right? And there are variations of it. Maybe you've seen website models that go straight to the second step of this process, the sales page, the irresistible offer, only there's a pop-up box where something flies in and says, sign up here and get this.
Yeah.
Right. There are variations on how to do this, but this core model, the reason you see it so much is why?
It works.
Because it works.
It's true. I always get a kick out of that when people say, when they see things that are going on over and over and over again, and they say, well, does it work? And I mean, it's the same idea, is that when you see an advertisement and it comes on again and again and again, or you see an advertisement even in a magazine and it's been going and running in this magazine for like years, no one's going to keep paying for something that doesn't work. So you know
that
something is going on and it's effective. And it's just a matter of just paying attention and seeing, it's like, okay, wait a minute. If these gurus and these people are making a lot of money and doing it this way all the time, then there's got to be something to it. And the reason is, yes, it's because it's effective and it works and it makes you money. So
it absolutely works. And, you know, in the beginning of the call when we talked about how long I had been working online, mm-hmm. I had been building websites for myself and for other clients for 8 years or so.
Yep.
And the only thing is, I never knew the things that we've discussed on this call. I didn't understand irresistible offers.
Right.
I didn't understand copywriting and traffic, and I didn't understand list building. And I had never built the sort of system that we just discussed. And it wasn't until I put into action the stuff that we've talked about on this call, And you may be thinking, you know, this stuff is basic. I get this, but you know what? This is the core model of hundreds and hundreds of highly successful online businesses. And it wasn't until I put these pieces into place for my own business that I was able to double my income and quit my job.
Yeah, you know what? It's what you just laid out for us here in the last like 40 minutes or so. It's it took me 4 years to figure that out. And it wasn't until I really took it seriously and really was eager to figure it all out and learn. And the way I did it was, you know, getting a mentor and following along and then seeing what this person is doing who's a multimillionaire online and say, yeah, this is how it works. And then just through kind of being around him long enough, I kind of figured it out. But it took me that long to kind of see things. And it's really that simple. It sounds simple.
It
is simple, but only when you get it and you see it and the big picture is like, that's all? It's like, yes, but now you know what to do. Now you have to go and do it and implement what you just learned. And now you actually have a program that does a lot of what we talked about in more detail. Is that right?
I do indeed. I've created a program that covers this information and explains it in great detail. There's 30-plus sessions. Each comes with written instructions, images, and also videos so that you can follow along and see how I put this information into action for me. And it also covers some of the stuff that's a bit more technical, things like, you know, we've laid out this three-step system of pages, but we go into detail on how to get that newsletter system set up so that you can begin building a list and how to make those forms go to other pages once people sign in and how to get PayPal and ClickBank buttons so that when people buy, you actually get money, which is a step that a lot of people don't talk much about, but it's the most important thing, right?
Exactly.
But I have created a program. It's 30 sessions. It covers all of this, traffic, how to build websites, how to get those pages together, how to build your own product. It's terrific. I put a ton of time into it, and it's helped a lot of people, and I'm very grateful to be able to share the information about it.
Actually, you can actually see what a great squeeze page is because when you go to this site, I'll give you the site name for it, where to go. But it's also, if you're on the webcast, there's a big button outlined in red on the bottom right that says Learn More Here. And you just click on that button, and it goes to – you can go to also netslingers.com/faster2 because this is like the second level of what Eric is getting into and giving much more detailed, actionable plans of really building a business, not just – because your first product, Faster Webmaster, Eric, it was focused on just building your first squeeze page, getting your first website.
Yeah, building your list.
Building your list. But this level of faster 2, going there, netslingers.com/faster2, you can put the number 2 or TWO or TOO, doesn't matter, just faster 2. And you get into some very specifics, a lot of what you've talked about on this call. And when I go there, what's cool is that you have this pop-up, and it's you on video, and you give people no choice but to opt in to get more.
Yeah, it's like you said, Andy. I mean, it seems so simple, and maybe some of the people on this call are going, duh. But, you know, these systems work. It's just a matter of taking all this information that's been swirling around in your head or sitting in your inbox and putting it all together into a cohesive plan. And that's what I've done with my program. You know, we start by talking about building the foundation, doing the keyword research, finding the irresistible offer or creating it, making sure that you're in the right niche where other people, you know, are active and searching for what it is that you want to build. And, of course, you know, I'm available to the people that I work with. So, of course, I want to see your results. I want to see what industries or niche topics you've chosen. And I want to look them over as well and just make sure that you're on the right track before you go investing a ton of time into building systems. But in any case, we start with that. We start with laying the foundation. And then we talk about laying out a website structure. You know, the page series that we've just discussed here on this call. And once we've done that, we talk about products, either how to find other offers, other irresistible offers that are out there that you can promote, or how to build your own product. And building your own product doesn't have to be impossible or complicated. I know that with the Cash Now product that you built, it certainly wasn't, you know, easy. It was work, but compared to most work I've done in my life, I would call it fairly easy.
It was very easy, actually, and it's a model that does work, which is, you know, finding the experts and interviewing them, and you're creating a product at the speed of sound because you're just...
Yeah, you can record an audio product in a weekend.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so we talk about that. We talk about exactly how to create audio products, how to create reports and ebooks. And then we get into a bit more of the technical stuff, how to set up PayPal or to checkout or ClickBank so that you actually can process orders and make money for your irresistible offer, and how to build those website systems and put them on the internet. And it's all done in a very easy to understand way with the written instructions and the videos, so that if you do get stuck a little bit, obviously you can just, you know, go ahead and shoot me an email and contact me if you get really stuck, but the videos really walk people through this process. And then once you've built this this new business and launched it on the internet, the final five sessions of my program talk about traffic.
Mm,
and
nice.
Step-by-step how to put these systems into place to leverage traffic.
Beautiful. And that's, I mean, you talk about it, but what I love about how you present everything you do, it's video-based. You actually get to see it and know what to do and learn it. And you have screenshots as well, so you can just view it page by page and just literally just follow along step-by-step. And you can't go wrong because everything is
laid out.
You
know the best part?
Mm-hmm.
The best part is that it's fun.
That's always good. You also cover, do you cover stuff like any kind of copywriting, or you offer any kind of help in that area?
You know, almost all of the sessions are geared towards having that in mind.
Okay.
There isn't a specific session on copywriting because it is such a big, nebulous thing that can take a little time to learn.
Right.
But, of course, I'm available to critique your work, and I'm more than glad to take a look at it. And, it may be that, you know, I'd be more encouraged to have you launch with copy that isn't perfect and have you live on the internet and driving traffic to your pages than to have perfect copy.
Yeah.
I think copy is one of those leverageable skills that maybe takes a little bit longer to learn than list building or traffic.
Sure. You know,
because you can't test the conversions on your copy without traffic.
That's true. You do need traffic to do some testing on your offer, which is the copywriting, to see how well it does and pulls, and see if you're on the right track in that market. So that's great. Now, so you get all of these sessions, starting out, building it, getting traffic, and building this business out. I mean, how long would it take you to implement and start this if I were starting from scratch with what your system does?
You know, it depends on how much time you have available, but easily within a couple of weeks.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, and when I know that we've done a lot of work together in the past, and I know that you're familiar with the Faster Webmaster One.
Yes.
You're going to yell at me when I tell you how much I'm selling the second one for.
How much?
$277.
$277?
Yeah.
Holy cow, man. Okay. Yeah.
We'll talk later. I know that you think it should be higher, so we'll have that chat later.
That's way too cheap, man. Okay. Wow. Okay, well, again, you can check it out either on the big button on the bottom right of the webcast, which is Learn More Here. Take a look at the program. And I know you have like a, you know, full guarantee for what you're offering as well with everything that you do there, Eric, as well.
Absolutely, and I'm very easy to get a hold of. I want to work with you. I'm more than happy to work with you. It's actually what really makes my days nice is to be able to work one-on-one with people. So I'm very easy to get a hold of. And, you know, a lot of people have told me that I need to raise the price on this, not because they're greedy and not because I'm greedy, but, I really want it to work for people. And so, the price is $277.
Okay.
There is a guarantee with it, and it's a one-time payment for access to these sessions, whatever you'd like. Take your time, go through them all in 2 days straight without sleeping and drink a bunch of Red Bull. Either way, get a hold of me, and I'm more than glad to help you with it.
Yeah, that's one thing that I'm impressed with is that you're very accessible, that if I get stuck on something, I can always email you, and I get a response pretty quickly, too. So that's one great thing about Eric is that he makes himself available, especially to all of his students and everybody who does any kind of business with him. He's there. Now, from this call, Eric, I know that we want to sweeten it a little bit. Now, if someone were to purchase this program right now, what more can we give them? Let's make this really
interesting. What more can we give them?
I mean, you're giving a lot. For $277, you're giving a lot. But
I'm very accessible and more than willing to do one-on-one calls with people to make sure their business is headed in the right direction, but I don't think that's what you're looking for. This is what I'd like to do.
Yeah.
What I would like to do is when I finally built my business and got it to a point where I was recognized in the industry and I was starting to get invited to speak at marketing events and sit on the experts panel at JV Alert and other marketing events, mm-hmm. I used my connections and my contacts to interview 30 top marketers and ask them to share their most profitable secrets, 30 of them. I'd like to share those interviews with anyone who wants to take action and invest in my program tonight. It's called Profit Snapshots. There's 30 interviews complete with transcripts, short PDF reports that come with each interview, and there's also 6 hours of additional training that Mike Kemsky and I put together to explain to people how to put the information that they shared into action. And we interviewed tons of amazing people. A lot of people that we've discussed tonight on the call. We interviewed Ken MacArthur from JV Alert. We interviewed Dave Lacani. We interviewed Telman Knutson. Andy, we interviewed you.
That's right. I remember that. That's right.
Yep. And so we had been selling that product on the Internet for $97 a month.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to share it with you for free. Take action. Check out the Faster Webmaster. See if you don't like it. And I will send you a personal email welcoming you aboard, and I'll send you a link to Profit Snapshots as well.
Wow. Okay. That's amazing. So it's at netslingers.com/faster2. And you can spell it any way you want, faster2. And you'll take a look at that. Now, what's interesting is that instead of questions, we actually have people that have come in, like Lee from Norway again. He says, "Hi, Eric. You know what you're talking about. I'm going to join the Faster Webmaster. Thank you very much for an awesome lesson." That's
great. Thank you so much, Leif. I appreciate it.
That's great. Thank you so much, Leif. Gabriel as well from, look at that. I'm not sure where this is. Mahahual. And hello, Andy and Eric. I'm Gabriel from Costa Maya in the Yucatan Peninsula. Thank you for your teaching and receive warm regards with blessings. So I think he's also signing up for that too. Thank you, Gabriel. Great to have you on the call as well tonight. And here's a question from Elmer out of Hungary. And it's actually quite long, so I'm going to try and edit this as I go through this because he is retired. He is on a fixed income. And he's looking to see, you know, what he can do. So what is this here? He has his PayPal, he has ClickBank. So where would Elmer start on a fixed income? What could he start doing, Eric?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thanks so much for joining the call. Really appreciate your time. And I hope that this information has been profitable for you. So when you're on a fixed income, or even if you aren't, time and money are both, big concerns for people, right? So the research aspect, the foundation aspect, mm-hmm. becomes hugely important for you. And so what I would do is I would make sure and use Google and use ClickBank and use the free keyword tracker tool, freekeywords.wordtracker.com, to do some very careful research before you invest any time or money in building an online business. I would absolutely start with the foundation. And once you've done that groundwork and you've pinpointed your irresistible offer and who your audience is, then I would start to build. And I think what you're going to find is you're going to find that it's not all that expensive to build and launch these little mini websites that entice people to join your list and that offer a product. Okay, so maybe what you could do to start, just to get a quick taste in a market, would be to build a quick website with a squeeze page and offer some irresistible information in exchange for an opt-in, get people to sign in, right? And then immediately after they sign in, take them to someone else's irresistible offer. Take them to an affiliate product that's already been created, that's already out there and up and running, that you can earn commissions on. And what you're going to do is you're going to be able to move into a lot of different markets really rapidly because you're not spending a lot of time writing a sales letter, writing sales copy, and you're not spending a lot of time creating products. So this would certainly be a great way for you to get started. And then when you find that magic button, when you find that combination that's working really well, not only are you going to be building a list with each of these websites and also have the potential to make some affiliate commissions by selling other people's irresistible offers, but when you do find that magic combination, the one that works perfectly for you, that's when I would dig a little deeper and build a product of your own to put there.
That's great. Let us know if that is a very helpful answer for you, Elmer. And he's from Budapest, which is in Hungary. So that's a great answer. Thank you so much, Eric, for that. And great
that's
question,
fantastic.
Elmer. Great question. Here's a question from Sunita in Gibsonia, PA, Pennsylvania. Is there a special code to order? All you need to do, Sunita, is just go right on the webcast since you're there. Learn more here. Click the big button on the bottom, highlighted in red, and you'll go right to Eric's page. And just go through there, sign in, and you're in. It's simple. And you'll get to see Eric, actually, talking to you when you get there.
There's no secret codes, unfortunately. I never quite figured out how that aspect of my software works.
That's funny. Here's this is nice. Marilyn from Haslett. Hi, Andy and Eric. For anyone who doesn't know Eric, he really is a great teacher and is very accessible. I have received both free info and have purchased info, and it is all excellent. I have actually started to make money online.
Yay!
All right, Marilyn. Yeah,
Marilyn, you rock. Amazing. That's terrific.
That's great. Okay, here's another question here for you. They're coming in all in the last minute here. Julio from San Francisco, what if you have so many different products and don't know what niche to choose to begin making money, and you also have only $1,000 in capital?
Research. Research. It certainly wouldn't hurt to find what people are searching for, to really maximize the opportunity of putting something together that's going to resonate with people. So if I were you, I would be spending time on ClickBank's website and using the free keyword tracker tool. A lot of times what I'll do is, with the new web browsers, they have tabs so that you can go from page to page. Mm-hmm. So what I'll do is I'll open up one window that's Google, and I'll open up another window that's the free keyword tracker tool.
Yeah.
And I'll type something into the free keyword tracker tool like yoga for beginners and hit go. And it'll return a list of roughly how many people are searching for those keywords, and it'll also give you a ton of other options for keywords. And then what you can do is you can take those exact keywords and tab over to your other window and search those keywords in Google to find the magic combination of the most number of people searching and the least amount of competition. When you search for something in Google, typically it'll return the results and it'll say, you know, page one of 500,000 results or whatever, right?
Okay.
But if you can find a magic combination where there's over 100 people per day searching and there's less than a couple hundred thousand results, that's mm-hmm. beautiful. That's beautiful because I know that for certain keywords in Google, things like work from home or foreclosure information, there's, you know, 30 million results. So if you can find keywords where the certain combination of keywords where the more people that are searching for it, the better, and the less the competition, the better in terms of keywords. And then I would focus my efforts in those areas.
Okay. That makes sense. And what I'll add to that, Julio, is because you have so many choices and you'll be doing some research too, is focus on an area you know even something a little bit about, something
mm-hmm.
you know or have knowledge with or have even worked with in the past, and that will be just an easier path to choose because you're comfortable with it already. Because one of the biggest mistakes I see a lot of newbies doing online is they go after the making money online on the internet bandwagon when they've never made any money online. And then they start promoting everything, but that's not where their heart lies. I mean, yes, you do want to make money, and I understand that. But there are so many ways to do it and so many different markets to do it in. But if you take a little bit of internet marketing and you have a passion for something, then you can put it together and it becomes very powerful because you would do it anyway. You would be still interested in that subject and in that market because you're already involved or love it that much.
Absolutely.
Your heart lies there. Yeah.
You know, another thing is that, you know, you said that you've got a lot of products.
Yeah.
My question to you would be, how many squeeze page systems do you have up and running right now?
Good.
And if the answer is none, then I would focus on, if I were you, I would put yourself on a purchasing diet. you know, don't buy the latest and greatest stuff that you hear about. But focus on those three steps. Build a squeeze page, take people to an irresistible offer, get them on a list and start building a relationship with them. And when you put the passions first and do something that you like Andy had said, then the money will follow.
That's great. Great question, Julio. Thank you. Actually, here's a clarification from Sunita again from Gibsonia, Pennsylvania, about the code she was asking about. Was that on the order page, it says you never developed a code which appears under the click here to try now.
Is it doesn't work.
Code? Okay. So just ignore it?
Yep, ignore it.
Okay. Okay. There's your answer.
Sorry about the confusion. It doesn't work.
Okay. Doesn't work, so just ignore the code part and just continue on.
In an ideal world, people would be able to type in Andy or NetSlingers, and then when they ordered, they would automatically get whatever extra gift it was that I wanted to prepare or put together. But I prefer to just send out a personal email anyway, so that's fine.
Okay, so you had a change of plans along the way there. Gotcha. Okay, good. Thanks for pointing that out, Sunita. Appreciate that very much. And I think we've answered all the questions. Yeah, this is good. No more questions. So to check out what Eric has to offer in covering all of this stuff for a ridiculously low $277 at netslingers.com/faster2. You can spell two any way you want, and it'll get to the same place. Or if you're on the webcast, there's a big button on the bottom right and highlighted in red that says Learn More Here. Just click that, and you're on your way. Anything you want to add or close with, Eric?
I just want to thank you, Andy, for your time and for the I love working with you. I really appreciate everything you do, and I want to thank everyone for taking time out of your busy lives to join us on the call tonight. I hope that you've received some great information that you can put into place and begin building your own online business.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. What I'm going to quickly do, I know most of the people listening in here are on the webcast, but I think we have a few people also on the line. So I'm just going to unmute for a moment as we say goodnight. And just to say thank you to Eric. So let's unmute everybody. Whoever is left, feel free to say thank you and good night to Eric, and we'll conclude. Hey, thanks, Eric.
Thanks, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Have a great night. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thank you.